This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Tuesday. You're out.
Apex Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Tuesday. You're out. He slams it in.
Apex Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Tuesday. Going back, back, way back. Gone.
Apex Talk Radio.
He slams it in. Sports Talk Tuesday.
Apex Talk Radio.
Going back, back, way back. Gone.
Apex Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Tuesday. You're up.
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Tuesday. Play ball.
What's going on, y'all? This is Apex Talk Radio. Sports Talk Tuesday live in effect right here on your internet dial. Y'all can tune in to us anytime on the archives. Y'all can't catch the show live. But if it so happens you want to catch the show live, you want to call in, you want to say we don't know what we're talking about or whatever, give us a call at 646-716-8552. That's 646-716-8552. And we'd like to thank all of y'all for coming in. And I think the run is probably coming to an end where we're going to be doing the 7-9. Too many things going on. Too many, too much obligation for people to go on. And I see, the dedication just ain't always there like it should be for everybody, you know what I mean? So I've been trying to figure out the best possible way. So you're going to get your show, but you're probably going to get it more podcast than you are going to get into the live form just due to just the way people's situations are working out here on the show. And we would like for you guys to still be part of the show. So we will have a free show for sure for everybody who wants to get involved down here on Apex Talk Radio. But we will be going to Apex 24/7, which we'll be doing the blogs. We'll get the website up and going. By this summer, we'll definitely have a Apex 24/7 website going up. That way everybody can come and check out the best of Apex Talk Radio all the time, anytime, and as well as trying to get up to Apex 24/7. Ultimate goal is to get an internet radio channel all itself and have all kinds of different programming from talk to music to everything. So, big things in the works. But no further ado, just to let you guys know some things. We're going to be getting into a lot of sports talk today. We've got baseballs ramping up, and how about them Brewers, right? You know what I'm saying? Right back in the mix, just like that. Like I said, like I've always had it here. I've always said that, I'm not going to give Craig Counsell the upswing. The upswing started with that first Cubs series because there was so much talk about the Cubs. And we end up winning that series 2-3. And then the Dodgers series, they split with one of the best teams in baseball with a couple of the best pitchers in baseball. They split two games with them out of the four-game series with the Dodgers, my other squad. Now everybody's changing their tune all of a sudden. All the major people who have the actual stuff is changing up what they're saying and everything. And that's just like, We'll get into that as well on the firing squad when Steve Fetter comes on, our MLB analyst comes on and talks about that. And I'll also be talking about the NBA playoffs. Round two is getting hot and heated right now. We're going to break this down, and the Clippers take a 3-1 commanding lead, as well as, just getting into the whole who has the tougher matchup. Dwight Howard's proven again what I tried to refute a couple years back. That he's not weak. He seems to be one of the weakest people that I know. Unless they come back and win, three straight games, I doubt it. So it looks like the Clippers will be in the West Finals, playing against either the Golden State or whatever. And Golden State showed me something last night, so we'll see what's going on with that. Also, we will be getting into the NFL draft. Did you like your team's draft pick, your favorite team, me being the Packers? I don't doubt Ted Thompson just because we're in contention almost every year for the playoff, if not the Super Bowl. So I don't argue with him. I know that man does what he does. He finds what he finds. 19 undrafted players. And that's the thing. We've had a lot of undrafted players, especially on defense, step up and be involved in the defense and that have grown. So the talent that they find is definitely puts himself in a position so that they can be where they need to be at. And, you know, we definitely get into that today. But if you want to feel free to call live and talk about your people, your team, I should say. I say your people. your draft picks, you know what I'm saying? You want to give us a call and let us know. You know, just let us know real quick. Feel free to give that number a call at 646-716-8552. That's 646-716-8552. And you guys get to talk. We won't cut you off. We ain't like the other people. We want you to. You can even stay for a few conversations if you like. So it's all up to you. But we're going to get into some things. We're going to go into a commercial break real quick. And we'll be right back after these messages. And like I said, man, you guys have a great show lined up for you. So let's get it. Chip.
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Come follow me. See if y'all can relate. Lately I've been wanting to be distant, but you persist and you never leave my side. You keep on pressing and pulling your meat to tease my pride. I'm getting tossed to and fro cause I know my anger's up. How getting on my knees is guaranteed to lift me up. I'm getting lower, don't that mean I'm in a pit sinking? When people look at me, it's like I know what they be thinking. Man, he a failure, a loser, he just wasting his life. Never amount to nothing and I take it on a stride. Demons laughing, people laughing, Lord, you saying nothing. But I know you there cause it's not in it's all for nothing.
This is your boy, The Prince, and you are listening to Apex Talk Radio, baby.
I got hella swag, wear that shit like tag. But I had the blaze of heat, so I call that black mag. Yeah, I'm a cool kid, ain't never been a lame. And I ain't do it for the bitchin', I ain't do it for the fancy. Me, I did it for the streets, but made it for the club. Real niggas give me that, fake niggas give me nothing. I'm that dude that you read about. Cause when the girls see me, they want me in. So I'm never ever running out. You don't respect me, on.
This your boy D to the live right now on Sports Talk Tuesday. Let's go. The Prince, Big Mike, where you at? Chill.
Each and every day, I do it. That's the routine. 6 a.m. and we checking at the hotel. Hoping that my radio interview go well. It was a hell of a night, new day, got a propel. Clientele waiting, then I gotta make more sales. I'm hustling music, hustling hard, cause someone gotta do it. Making it happen with niggas I'm cool with. Number one, excellent score on the rubric. Hit you the question, we back on the line. Told me get ready, we back on the rise. Venue
is called. This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Outcast of
Racine
County. Time to be a big boy, now keep it 3,000. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Should I retire from my music career? My dreams don't come true in here.
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Hey yo, I step up on the scene. What up, though? Where the payback? See it in your face. Might as well be wearing hater hats. ATEZ in the building. Tell us, feeling me. LI-750 passenger. With my brother Freak. Know what's up with me. Talking and I live it too. Rep is R&M. Cause that's what real do. You know where it's at. Yeah, I got the straps, but I don't need that. I'll still back smack. Cause I don't play with my pay. It's more about respect to me. If I gotta come get it, tell me taxation on the fee. Know I'm from the D. K-Matic from the Mo. Linked up and that's how I met my BMO. Now we in here making hits. Guy, I'm from Hitchville. 7 racks on the snitch. Yeah, that's a hit deal. Tell them how you really feel. D-Squad killing it. Vince countdown. Yeah, I know you feeling it. Yeah.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Records, some real niggas made it. I'm on the block, rain, sleet, snow, hail. You'll see me making it rain when you see snow and hail. Why y'all faking, shooting free throws? We rapping, stacking, flexing on you lame niggas. Y'all thought I was rude without? Wait till Young Dollar Dale and Mr. Screws get out. Who ain't from the block, nigga? 5 mile representer. Who your best fitter? Bird wanna eat him up for dinner. Stop boosting like you BZ and respected in the trap. Go back to your hometown and get your chain snatched. You a B.I. Been treated like that since you was knee high. You live in the suburbs, you just know niggas in the C.I. Give it up cause he fly. He stunt hard in that G5. But he'll never be respected on the block because he lied. No, you don't know me, homie. See me in the street. I hope you like animals because I'm a beast. And I'm a monster. I'm a monster. And I'm a monster. I'm a monster. And you don't know me, homie. See me in the street. I hope
you are tuning into Apex Talk Radio.
Girl, I see you over there. You don't have to be scared. Not the type of conversation. What's up tonight? I'm just saying. Just saying.
Let me break the ice. What's your name? What you sipping on? You sure look nice. The way your body move on the dance floor is just so right. I swear I've been spotting you the whole night. Like you been under a spotlight. No, that's just your smile, which is so bright. Well, I hope I can change your perspective. Later on the night, I let you know my objective. Damn, this feels so good. Let's set the mood right.
Hey, bartender, bring up another Patroma Ice.
I'm what you need in your life. And now you're gonna be thinking about me the whole night. Yeah.
Girl, I see you over there.
You know what? This is Apex Talk Radio.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
HLP. We in the storm, see the calm, doesn't slip by. Here comes the hail, that's what happens when you leave the eye. The pressure in the atmosphere, fucking with their mind. Watch the sick to see you rappers fall right in line. With little effort, see the wind got your roof missing. Like your idols talking about convertibles, wishing the industry. With no pots and pissing, us your position in your FEMA trailer, hurt bitching. No stars, he is cloudy in the forecast. Like the hook never ends, and the song is trash. I'm a walking dilemma, contradicting fast. So is everybody else, so I get the pass. Now the body's going by, face down. Pete, cause we never on level ground. See, they crowd us in their stadium for the home team.
Then they rape us in the dark with no Vaseline.
Just survivors, the game say we looters.
Yeah.
I'm just protecting what's mine, now we shooters.
Yeah.
I see your face, but I'd rather have me a beer. I'm from Wisconsin, every winter we can take it there. Still in the midst of the wind, but my vision clear. It took me 37 years for me to make it here. And I ain't going nowhere, sycamore tree. Shout out to those still doing this with no fear. Yeah.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Come and get some.
Wanna do cause I'm back on the track, back on the flow, yeah, back on the map. Hanging with the guys that train them things. Shoot up, see if you want that flame. Too old to play these games. We stay focused on our pain. Say the f about our way.
Come and get some.
My flow will take you higher. Got them speakers on fire. You didn't see this coming, now you better go retire. I heard it through the grapevine. He was trying to take mine. Jealous of our shine, so stop trying to hate cause you will lose. You know we be, come on through. Checking me racing, we loyal, they faking the game as a battle. Discarded like cattle, strong survive. We will not die, working harder than 9 to 5. You feeling tough and you feeling live, then come and get some.
We don't complain about no losses. Go on, who the hell your boss is? Long as we stay flawless, come and get some.
We never running, even if you start gunning. Hold cool, one-on-one and look.
Come and get some.
We don't complain about no losses or who the hell your boss is. Long as we stay flawless,
come and get some.
We never running, even if you start running. Hold cool,
one-on-one and look.
Come and get some.
I'm right where I was when we last spoke. Got a few things to address, take notes.
You are tuning in to Apex Talk Radio
with your host, Big Mike, Sean T, and D to the MO. Let's go!
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Apex Talk Radio, Sports Talk Tuesday. Back in effect, I got my boy, the Prince. What's up, Prince? How you doing, man?
Man, what's good? I'm about to jump right into it. I'm about to vent right away. I'm gonna let everybody know.
Uh-oh.
Out there. Like my man DMO, he knows I'm a huge Bills fan. I'm watching the game, obviously, and I'm pissed off. I know we've been talking about. I know Big Mike be cussing a lot. We try not to, but I'm trying not to cuss. I'm so heated at this game and the Sports Talk 2, so I can vent and let this out. I know I'm jumping segments, but I'm just gonna let y'all know how I'm feeling because I know you asked me how my day is. My day was great up until LeBron decided to go off on us. And Jimmy Butler decided to foul, like, have some foul trouble, and then we keep playing him on LeBron. Man, like he has 2 fouls in the first quarter. You do not put him on LeBron in the second, like, because you can't have our best defender and one of our best scorers guarding the best player in the freaking universe and not foul. And then plus he's got to worry about not fouling and playing good defense other than going to score. Like Thibodeau, you can't do that though. Like either sit him down or put him on somebody else. And not only yeah, exactly. You know what? And I was thinking about that. I'm like in the house by myself. My girl's at work. Shorty's by Nana's house. My daughter's by her mom. You know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling. I'm watching the game, and I'm getting pissed off. I'm stomping. I'm yelling, and I'm like, that's what I do. And like, I'm thinking, I'm pissed off. But we're only down by 10. But the thing that makes me so mad is, and I know I'm talking fast. I'm kind of heated, but like, is just the fact that don't like those scoring drops. We cannot go on scoring drops like that. That's ridiculous to me. Like. The fact that we had, like, we at one point, we had one field goal. I think our first field goal was in, like, with like maybe, like, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. That you can't do that, dude. That's ridiculous. And LeBron's over here. LeBron has 16 in the quarter. He's going off by himself, like, and we have one field goal, like, at the five-minute mark. Like, that's just, and that is pissing me off, dude. Like, how are you in the NBA going on these scoring drills, man? Like, put me in, coach. I'll at least shoot that bitch, like. Man, like, I just get so pissed off, dude. Like, cause like, this is a huge game, obviously. It's 2-2. Like, our confidence, we're looking good, but you can't go down 2-3. Last game, I felt like if LeBron didn't hit that shot, hey, big up to him. I hate all day, but I can't take no away from that shot. But if he didn't hit that shot, I said we go to overtime, we win the game. Like, that's a huge difference. I was sitting there thinking that's 3-1. That's we up 3-1 instead of 2-2. That is a huge difference. So even if they win this game, they're only up 3-2. That's a huge thing. Like. Now whoever wins this game is going to go up 3-2. And it's just so big. Even though we go to Chicago tonight, game 6, but,
you
man,
can't let J.R. beat your shit up out into the crowd,
And J.R. Smith is going ham. Amon Shepard's going ham. I love these cats, dude. These are two of my favorite cats on New York's team. I'm talking about when they played with the Knicks. J.R. Smith.
Played with the Knicks, right.
I've always liked J.R. Smith. He's an idiot. But, like, I like J.R. Smith. He's just a moron. Like, when he plays like this and he, like, actually plays good because he's a volume shooter, but he can score.
Right.
That's the thing with him. He knows he can score, so it's hard to stop shooting. You know he can score. Amon Shepard, to me, he's one of the best players in the NBA that people just don't –
Very underrated.
He's so undervalued. He's so undervalued.
Yeah, he's underrated. I do agree with that.
I've been saying this for 3 years when he tore his ACL the same day D. Rose did back in 2012. When he played for the Knicks and we were playing the Atlanta Hawks, they tore the ACL the same day. Like, this dude, Amon Shepard, is the real deal. I said from the get-go, I'm like, if that coach is smart, Black is smart, he's going to put Amon Shepard on D-Rose. Kyrie Irving, that's my dude. He's a dookie. I F with him hard. At the same time, as good as he is on offense, that's as bad as he is on defense. He cannot guard D-Rose. No one can.
No
one can guard Kyrie Irving either. But at the same time, Amon Shepard is a way better player against D-Rose than Kyrie is, especially Kyrie's hurt, too. And he's killing, matter of fact.
He's 4 for 8. Yeah, he's shooting 50%. Shumpert's shooting over 50%. LeBron's 10 for 12. They are going now. That the center, he's 0 for 5. Thompson, he's 1 for 2. And Irving is 8. So they're killing
and those
that way.
Those dudes, their role players have eaten us alive as far as their big dudes That's not what they do.
Right.
Amon Shumpert came in for JR's first two games suspension, and he came in
right.
and he was like, I'm that dude. Like, he to me is more valuable than JR Smith. You wonder why? Because all JR Smith does is score. Guess who else
right.
to score? The dude named LeBron James.
Right.
He scored their first 12 points.
And LeBron defends, too, so.
Second quarter. Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's the name? Just beat Jimmy Butler's shit up into the stands in the first. I know you saw that block. He threw it all into the stands.
Yeah.
Right now, like a mug.
We get down there. We get down low, and, like, we're not finishing. Like, it's just pissing me off. Like Noah has not been the same since, like, the middle of the season. He's not finishing down there. Todd Gibson, all he does is dunk. And I love him.
Three
all
for
he
nine. Todd Gibson's three for nine, yeah.
He's not finishing down there. No one's finishing down there, man, besides our little guys. And, like, on top of that, what makes me mad
Derrick
is... That's what I'm saying, besides our little guys. Like, he's finishing down there. Brooks even finished down there a few times. But it's like...
No, Brooks got one bucket, one for three.
Who does? Who?
Brooks only got
two points. He only played for a little bit of the second quarter when Rose was out, and he had that layup.
Right.
That driving layup was down low. It was nice. But like you said, he only shot the ball three times. But he's finishing better than still. That one finish was better than Ty's and Joakim
and
then Paul Gasol got playing. I did not realize Paul Gasol was going to play today. He said he's not even 50%. G.
Right, because
I was going to say
Paul Gasol was out. I thought he was out for the last game too.
He was.
I didn't know he was in a bitch. Like I told you, he weak that way. I told you this is the prime time for him to play. And he's not playing.
I've been telling people this whole time that I told you this. He is soft. I never liked him in LA. I don't like the Bulls at the same time, it's hard because he's one of those dudes who even though I think he's soft as hell, like watching him play for the Bulls, I can see why we got him. Like when he's playing actually passionately and with like a grown ass man, he's a beast. Like not like he's gonna be tough down there, but he's got a great shooting stroke, and he can play some defense, and he's got two rings, so he's got some leadership. He's not afraid of the moment. But, like, the thing is, he's such a B-word sometimes, man. Like, it's just there's no reason Moskov should be killing him like that. There's no reason.
Well, he scored 38 points total in the series. He has 38 points. He's only shot 7 free throws in the whole series. So he's not even being assertive down there low,
mm-hmm.
going in low. Todd Gibson has shot more free throws than Paul Gasol. Who else? Let's see. Todd Gibson shot more free throws than him, 8 for 12, while he's 7. But he's not even trying to assert himself down low either. And that's what I was saying about I don't believe in whatever. I know that he's a Bulls now. I don't believe in that. You know, I think he's just okay, you go out to a steakhouse, right, and normally what do you get? You get a baked potato. But what makes that baked potato the shit is sometimes you can get some, you get it smothered. You get some cheese, some bacon bits, some sour cream.
Sour cream.
You get that every now and again with dude, but sometimes it's a plain-ass baked potato. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
So
that's
what I'm
analogy,
saying. I'm great analogy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I am hungry. But that's what I was trying to get at before when I was saying I don't believe in him. Even with Kobe, anybody can be good with Kobe. Anybody can be good with Jordan. Those guys just do that. Now Paul Gasol sees a young team who D. Rose is, but he is the MVP, so he almost is playing with a Kobe-like player because D. Rose is kind of like came back a little bit. To me,
yeah.
I think he's
–
he's woke up, what I'm saying?
He's
so
almost
he has 100 points. Right, so he's like playing like he wasn't hurt, so I'm kind of excited about that. At the same time, he's playing again with him. Now he's not the man still. He's the third option, if he's an option. He's the third option behind Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose, and now him again. When they were out, he made the All-Star because Derrick Rose was not there. And that's why I tried to judge. He don't like it when there's two. He can't play in the flow. He's not a Chris Bosh, where Chris Bosh can be, I can play the back. I can be the third guy. I can be the first guy, too. Paul Gasol has never shown me he could be the first guy, ever. Ever.
He's not the
ever.
Man on the team.
So,
you're right.
So
he's not. Come on, man. See, this one's talking about. I can't. Anyway, but you're right. He's never been the man on the team. He can't do it. He can't lead a team
right.
by himself.
Exactly, and that's all I'm saying about it. And now him being hurt at this time, now it evens it out for the game, because without Kevin Love being
Kevin
there.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love was here, to be honest with you, if Kevin Love was here, I think he neutralizes all the good that Pau Gasol could do for the series.
Yep.
Because
yep,
Kevin Love
yep.
defends as well as scores, so therefore he's more aggressive than Pau.
What? I would say,
but
you're right. I think you're right. I think that'll cancel out. Only thing I'll say about this is the difference is I think the reason that we still I think would be better. Actually, I think we'd be better with Kevin Love on the court is because he does neutralize the good things or Pau Gasol, but I think he kind of clogs up the floor, kind of like Carmelo and Stoudemire. He kind of clogs up the floor for LeBron. LeBron won't be able to play the way he's playing right now. Kevin Love is playing, even though Kevin Love doesn't really play that well. Like for real, he does.
Right.
But not for real. Like I think he clogged up the floor a little bit for him. Like because you got
okay.
Markoff and you got Thompson who aren't going to look to score. Kevin Love's going to look to score, even though he will pass it too. But he's going to look to score more than anything else. And those other guys, that's what I say. Like when I played in my league,
but
my
he brings the bigs out to the 3-point line though.
Yep.
But see,
yep.
he brings
he's
the bigs. That's what unclogs everything for LeBron, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The guys inside out. If you remember Jack Sigma for the Bucks back in the day. Inside out. He's a big, tall, 7-footer, but he'd stay at the top of the key or the top of the three-pointer. He would just shoot three-pointers. He was the center. He would shoot. He would hit him. And that's what you see. Kevin Love is way more athletic than Jack Sigma. And he would go out there. He'll say, okay, you don't want to guard me out here? You want to stay down there, Joe Kim? Watch this. Boom, So you have to play out on those guys. It's kind of like guarding Bosh, except for Kevin Love has a better shot than Bosh. So, that's just – we definitely gonna keep. We ain't done. I know you're upset about this, and I'm glad. I love the intro. gonna get to it on the other side of this, but I know somebody want to talk about some baseball because I got some. Yeah,
oh,
you
yeah.
was right.
Oh,
D's.
Yeah.
I got some. Yeah, you was right. D's coming. So I want to get into this here in a minute. So we gonna go to a real quick commercial break. That phone
Let's
number. Prince, with that phone number, real quick, if y'all want to call into the firing squad.
Hey man, if y'all want to call into the firing squad, talk about some baseball with us. Y'all can stay on the line. Let's get some baseball. Talk about some basketball with us. We're going to talk about a little football later if we got time. That number is 646-716-8552. One more again. That's 646-716-8552.
We'll be right back.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
HLP. We in the storm. See the calm. Done sweat by. Here comes the hail. That's what happens when you the pressure in the atmosphere, fucking with their mind. Watch it slip to see you rappers fall right in line. With little ecstasy, the wind got your roof missing. Like your idols talking about convertibles wishing. The industry Katrina leave you with no pocket pissing. Hush your conviction in your FEMA trailer, hurt bitching. No stars, he is cloudy in the forecast. Like the hook never ends and the song is trash. I'm a walking dilemma, contradicting fast. So is everybody else, so I get the pass. Now the body's going by, face down, Pete, cause we never on level ground, see, they crowd us in their stadium for the home team,
then they rape us in the dark with no Vaseline,
we're just survivors, the game say we looters,
yeah,
I'm just protecting what's mine, now we shooters,
yeah,
I see your face, but I'd rather have me a beer, I'm from Wisconsin, every winter we can take it there, still in the midst of the wind, but my vision clear, it took me 37 years for me to make it here, and I ain't going nowhere.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Five, you feeling tough and you feeling live, then come and get some. We
ain't bout no losses. Go on, who the hell your boss is, long as we stay flawless.
Come and get some.
We never running, even if you start gunning. Hold through a one-on-one and look.
Come and get some.
We don't complain about no losses. Go on, who the hell your boss is, long as we stay flawless.
Come and get some.
We never running, even if you start gunning. Hold through a one-on-one and look.
You are tuning into Apex Talk Radio
with your hosts Big Mike, Sean T, and D to the MO. Let's go.
Ready? Aim. Fire!
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Steven. This is Apex Talk Radio, Sports Talk Tuesday. This is the Firing Squad. And once again, tonight we are going to... That's right. Let freedom ring with a shotgun blast. We're going to be talking about a controversial subject. Mr. Pete Rose has been in the news as of late again. I'm calling on Rob Manfred and all the brass of Major League Baseball. Let this man on the ballot before he dies, because that's what they're waiting to do. They're going to wait till the guy dies and then put him on the ballot. Put Pete Rose, the hit king, on the ballot. And I'm calling all the writers out there, you guys, and all of baseball, you guys use the steroid guys to bring baseball back in the mid-90s. Quit voting against those guys for what, you know, everyone knew what the hell was going on. Bud Selig should not be cherished as a commissioner. And Rob Manfred is just his puppet, just playing along with the bullshit. He said on the other day on MLB Network with Bob Costas that basically what Pete Rose has done with the gambling was worse than what the steroid players did. How about we go back a little bit further in history? What about dirty players and dirty racist douchebags like fucking Ty Cobb? Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame. He was in the first election into the Hall of Fame, but he's one of the greatest players of all time. You're going to let people like him in there, but not going to let Pete Rose, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, some of the greatest players of all time, into the Hall of Fame? Give me a break. Baseball rode the backs of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in 1998 back to prominence. It was the home run chase that brought baseball back. And now you guys are going to shit on these players? It's bullshit. Barry Bonds is one of the greatest players of all time. 400 player, only player to do it before he supposedly started taking steroids. These guys never, Mark McGwire admittedly said he took them. Bonds never ever tested positive. Clemens never tested positive. Sosa never tested positive. And you know it. It's going to happen one of these days that someone's going to get voted in who is never suspected of taking steroids, and they're going to come out and say, guess what? I did it, Joe Blow. What you going to do now? And you know it's going to happen. So sooner or later, we're going to have a steroid player in the Hall of Fame. What are you guys going to say then? Because I say, what do you say about Ty Cobb? Ty Cobb was a racist douchebag, dirty player, dove into people with the spikes, all kinds of shit. You guys put them in there. You don't put the greatest players in there. Nowadays, after you rode them, I call bullshit. What do you guys say?
Well, I say...
Well, damn!
I know, right? Goddamn. I've always said Pete Rose should have been in there for a long time. If they're going to have his memorabilia in the Hall of Fame, why can't you put the man in there? You can't give the man with the most hits and have his cleats and his bat and shit as one of the displays inside of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. You can't do that. To me, it's an oxymoron. It's hypocrisy at its best. How are you going to honor the man's achievement but don't honor the man who did that? That's a rarity. His feat wasn't what was special. It was the man that did it was special. And I think people don't get that part about it. And then they talk about him abetting. there's people that still bet on the games, but they don't bet on their – they can bet on their sport, but as long as they don't bet on their team. And, I mean, I broke that down, and I was like, well, he wasn't throwing games.
Exactly. He didn't play shaving.
There's no evidence of him throwing games. There's none. None at all.
Because
so,
he was when he was betting, he was a player manager. So that, you know, that was some of the speculation. That's what D's getting at. He's totally right. There's no evidence of him throwing any games for money, nothing like that. The guy's one of the greatest players of all time, 4,200 some hits. I mean, the guy, it's just ridiculous. And then you're going to say he can come back to Cincinnati and be honored at the All-Star game when they have it in Cincinnati. Well, once again, it's hypocrisy. I mean, you got the home run king right now.
Oh, you got a new commissioner,
Barry
though.
Font.
But you got a commissioner, though. That's why I'm thinking it's a little different now. He probably thought that all the time. Now it's his turn to overdo something. He's going to get a lot of resentment, I'm thinking, for these other baseball guys who never wanted Pete Rose in. But I've never met one person that say he shouldn't be in. He never got put on the ballot because he's banned from baseball.
Yeah, me neither.
He's never been on a ballot. And that's the thing. He's never got a chance to even be on a ballot. So I'm not going to blame the writers. I'm going to blame the commissioner for keeping him out of baseball with all the cricket shit that Bud Selig did, like the steroid era, like you're going to bring up with the steroids and having these guys popping these home runs every game and you know, going at it. You know what I'm saying? It's just total hypocrisy.
They use it. They use the steroid guys. Yep, and then also they turn around and condemn. And look at right now. What's happening in baseball right now? Alex Rodriguez has come back. He's going to be 40 freaking years old this year. And he is one of the – he's got one of the – that stat cast they got now, one of the highest exit velocities off his bat in all of baseball. 40-some years old, and he hit number 662 yesterday. I mean, it's the player. I mean, you still need the hand-eye coordination. You still need the skill. The roids, what are they going to do, make you hit a ball a few feet further? Who gives a shit? Everyone was on that shit back in the day. Pitchers were doing it. So were the hitters.
Hey, yo.
And bottom line, the players that they rode into the ground should be in the Hall of Fame for what they did because they brought baseball back. They restored the game after the strike.
I just had a discussion with somebody about that. And this is the thing. You are absolutely correct. You're right on the money. I think the majority of the world is on the money when they say this. Dude, like, I understand Pete Rose is completely an exception to me. Everyone else, I understand the steroid. I get, okay, oh, they did steroids. Okay, first of all, like you said, I told this dude, I'm like, dude, back in the day, there were people taking steroids. Like, I'm like, there's Hall of Famers in their Hall of Fame right now that we may not know about that were taking steroids.
Yep.
They were cheating somehow. And he's like, no, they're wrong. He's like, I agree with you. I'm like, you're an idiot. You're very ignorant if you think that. And the thing
is, Paul Molitor came out and said that he used cocaine. I mean, Hank Aaron said that they were using, you know, stimulants. You know, I mean, it's really no different. I mean, you're going to have those guys in there, but you're not going to have, I mean, Barry Bonds, clearly one of the most feared hitters of our time. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The thing is with that, even, and Barry Bonds is like one, I think he's the greatest example. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to say I don't care that he did steroids, because I think he did. But again, I go with the court. I'm taking the court, you know, saying if you're convicted or not. He wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay, you can't tell me steroids helped this man have how many? I know you know this. How many Golden Gloves did that boy have? 13.
I know he won seven.
He
won seven MVPs. I know that Barry Bonds won seven MVPs at 700.
But he didn't do it just with his bat. He did it with
and with his legs too. I mean, he stole over 400 bases. Yeah, he. I mean, he
exactly.
But even before the speculation of the steroid started, the guy was the only 400 player in history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he was doing this.
Yeah,
he was doing this. Like,
yeah, one of the greatest players ever. And then, like I said, Bud Selig and all these people, they had to know something was going on. I mean, Mark McGwire was crushing 500 some, you know, foot home runs. I mean, you don't see that nowadays. I mean, and McGwire went from, I mean, and him and Bonds are, I mean, it's you could totally tell they were both stick men when they were rookies, you know? Both stick men.
Mm-hmm.
But both still had power. Both still had ability. So you add a little bit more bulk to that, you're going to have more power. But, you know, you got pitchers, you know, throwing 90-some miles per hour, you still got to hit the damn ball.
You still got to see that bitch.
That's right. And like I said, 1994, after the strike, baseball was, I mean, it was in the doldrums. And they rode these guys back to prominence in 1998 with that home run chase. I mean, it was on the cover of Time magazine. It was all over the news every single day, you know, with Sosa and McGuire. And all these, and everyone, like the writers and all of baseball, are going to shit on these guys. That's horrible. I think that is a major kick in the pants to guys that made the game, you know, brought it back. Yeah.
He made it enjoyable. Made it fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was dude, I was watching that home run chase every day. I had a McGuire jersey.
Of course.
It's, you know, Canseco, when I was an eighth grade kid, my dad took me to County Stadium. We had seats right behind the A's dugout. The A's are my favorite team because McGuire and Canseco are my favorite players.
Yep.
Canseco was the biggest man I ever seen in my life at that time. I mean, you could tell it there was something, you know, going on there. But, I mean, they made the game it was enjoyable to watch. And bottom line, man, people dig the long ball. People love the home run. It's one of the most exciting thing in baseball. And they rode baseball back on the home run on the back of steroids, and now they're shitting on the players that did it. I think it's wrong. I think the writers are wrong. And I think when I heard Rob Manfred, the new commissioner, say the other day that basically Pete Rose is even worse than the steroid users, in so many words, if you read through the lines with the
yep.
gambling, it is wrong. These guys,
it's absurd.
Yeah, exactly. It's what you did on the field. And what those guys did on the field, they made the game great. That's the bottom line. And, I mean, that's my opinion. And I know it's an opinion of a lot of other people out there, too. And I think sooner or later, it's going to start to turn around, you know, as some of these older, gray-ass, douchebag writers start getting off the you know, the ballot frickin' voting, and younger people, you know, that actually witnessed this age and lived this age of baseball every day instead of just writing about it. And, I mean, they loved it. You know, they felt it. Dude, the excitement of the game in 98 was one of the best ever. The home run chase.
For him, for sure. That's when I actually started caring about baseball. I mean, obviously, Sosa, McGuire, and frickin' Barry Bonds. Like, that shit was – that was amazing watching those fools. Every day they'd go back and forth with that race.
Yeah, I remember, and when Bonds broke McGuire's record, the guy was walked more than anyone in the history of the game in a single season, and he still hit 70 some home runs.
And
now you tell me that guy's not a Hall of Fame baseball player. I mean, come on, it's just a subject that's just bothered me for years. And then when I seen Rob Manfred sit there with his smug ass look on his face saying that shit to Bob Costas about Pete Rose, I mean, give me a break. Baseball, you guys rode these players to prominence. You rode them. Now put them where they belong. You got Ty Cobb in the damn Hall of Fame. You put Pete Rose, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, you put them in the goddamn Hall of Fame where they belong because you know they belong there. If you keep some douchebag that kicked players who was a racist bitch like Ty Cobb in the goddamn Hall of Fame, then you better fucking put these fucking players in because that's where they belong. You rode them, you fucking beat them to the ground, and yes, they made money.
Yeah, major money.
They made you money, too. Come on. Hell
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Wow.
Hey, real quick. I definitely agree 100% with all that stuff. I mean, I don't understand how people are denying that they didn't know when it wasn't a problem back then. The team doctors would get these guys their shit. I don't care what nobody says. They do
well,
that.
Yeah,
this is what I'm gonna say real quick for the 20 players that might have stood out during that time. There's over 300 players that weren't shit using steroids. So that being said,
and those 20 players were gonna stand out anyway.
Right,
you
exactly.
know as well
that's
I do.
That's what I'm getting at. So they still were special, even if they tried to keep up with everybody else doing. You gotta understand something. There were so many guys even. Last year, the suspensions that didn't make the big-time names, there were still people suspended last year for their first and their second offenses. people that you
and
won't know.
Still minor league players getting busted
like,
out.
Right. So it's like, and they're nobodies. They're guys. Don't let me get into the Double A and the Triple A guys who are getting fucked. Don't even. And I don't mean that they're getting fucked. They're fucking themselves. But those guys that are testing out now, that are getting suspended now. Now that they brought baseball back and baseball's making all of this money, now that baseball is back, now they're trying to say, well, we got to do something else because it's not steroids no more, guys. It's the HGH.
HGH should be allowed. I mean, you expect these guys to throw 90-some mile-per-hour fucking heaters and 12-6, freaking hammers, Uncle Charlie curveballs at you. And you know, they're popping their elbows left and fucking right, like all the Tommy John surgeries. And it's proven that HGH is a fucking agent that helps players heal. Let them fucking use it. Get off your fucking high horse baseball and let these guys fucking play. And the government, too. What's with the government getting involved with goddamn baseball? You got no fucking right getting involved with baseball. Stick your ass back in the fucking White House, you gray-haired motherfuckers, and leave baseball alone.
Hey, man, SEC gonna get us. They gonna get us.
Like I said, boom, boom, boom. We're taking some shots tonight.
Hey, don't go at the government. Don't go at the government. Oh man, don't go at the government. I'm
kidding. On the internet, man, we can do that. We won't. This Apex Talk Radio.
We have no business in baseball. No business
in
baseball.
Before we continue, I just want to say this. Like, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree that that they made so much money off these dudes. I don't understand how A-Rod. Crushing these home runs.
He looks great this year.
That's ridiculous. You're not going to honor him because that's the dumbest. Okay, so, but yeah, you're going to honor him when he hits you that walk-off. Like,
right, yeah. but he's already got in trouble. And my thing is this, if you paid your price, and I understand fans are going to use whatever they can for their advantage, but if you've already so-called paid your price, did your time, he got his suspension, and he's still coming back and doing his thing, and he has to piss every day. He's like, fuck you guys, watch what I do.
He's doing it.
Like,
Yankees are 18-6. 18-6. Hey. Best in baseball since like April 17th or something like that. And A-Rod's been hot. He's been on fire.
So what do you do? It's like you can't. If you're testing him almost every day, and he's doing his thing, that's what I'm saying. For every A-Rod, there are 70 guys who are doing the same thing, who ain't shit, who ain't bad nothing. And that's the thing. And I do think that when people were taking the antibiotic steroids, a lot of that was for recovery stuff. And I can understand.
I mean, Brian Braun.
I don't understand
Brian Braun
why
has hinted. Brian Braun has hinted at that in 2011 when the Brewers were in were winning the NL Central, and the Cardinals started creeping on them. They're like six games behind, and Braun had nagging injuries, and the Brewers haven't won a damn frickin' title in since 82, a division title. I mean, you're gonna do what you got to do to keep on that field, man. I mean, keep your fans frickin' pleased and happy. And keep your teammates, on your shoulders. And Braun put his team on their shoulders. And now everyone wants to shit on this guy every time he goes to another stadium. I mean, he goes to Pittsburgh and fucking throw at him.
Right, and you know that. But you knew that's what's going to happen. You got to understand something. The higher the prominence is what I'm getting at. If Braun was a nobody, we don't talk about this. But since Braun won the MVP, since Braun was crushing home, since the Brewers were doing well and successful at the time, that's what happens. Just like with A-Rod, that's what happens. When you're successful, when you get the big contracts and you're doing them, all of a sudden you get popped with it. That's part of the benefit of it. If baseball is tainted, people gotta understand the other guy on the other side of the ball can be juicing too.
I think
people don't look at pictures that way. And I'm like,
tell me that there's no fucking steroids or HGH being done in other fucking sports. Don't give me that shit. Hockey players are tough as fucking nails. Football players, come on.
Football players, during the offseason, they have a certain time that they can use shit for recovery that has HGH and other shit that's in it. But during the season, they're not supposed to be doing anything. But if you watch Ray Lewis, if you go look on, you might be able to find this now, Ray Lewis was taking something when he was coming into his last season. He had some nagging injuries. he was taking stuff to recover better, not during the season, but it was like then all of a sudden, boom, it came up. Like he came in that way. That stuff stays in the system. If it's off season and you have a time to recovery, there is, for certain sports, there is that. Baseball season is so long, starting in March, going all the way to October, and it's almost every day grind. You don't have that luxury to have off, only playing 16 to 20 games, depending on how far you go in the playoffs or whatever, and bye weeks and all this other shit. For football, it's a lot less. The game is a lot harder, as far as physically, but it's a lot less, down the time. So they have a bigger recovery side to use that kind of stuff. And you know what? And that's the big question. I think that's why the NFL stays out of it, because when they had their steroids back when Lyle Izzo from the Raiders had got cancer. Right. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but what they didn't tell you about him is he was using cocaine. He was doing other drugs, too, while doing that stuff, too. But they don't talk about that. And I'm not saying that as the excuse. I'm just saying, like, these are the things that people talk about when they come to football. Football being in that kind of game, how do you recover? A lot of these guys got the hyperbaric chambers. They got all this different shit. And you're right. Are they using steroids? No, they get tested for that. But HGH isn't was tested at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things where it's like, are these guys, can you use human growth hormone and take the risk? Because it's a high-risk, high-reward type of game. You have 16 games to try to produce, and whereas as baseball – I can heal up as I go. If I need to take a little time, I got to get a 15-day DL, I can do that. I only miss a couple games here and there because there's going to be 162 games. With football, you got to do it right then. So I think either they're more lenient or it's just that they have a bigger recovery window on the other side. So, you know, find that table. Ray Lewis talking about that stuff. And you're right. And I don't want to blame baseball as like the bad person. The problem is these guys get paid guaranteed contracts where football players don't.
Exactly.
I'm still getting paid from the Texas Rangers, just so you guys know.
The minute you mentioned the contract, the minute you sign that huge contract, you have all the eyes on you. Your privacy is gone. I mean, you're just in the spotlight, and I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. And A-Rod was so damn good from a kid on. I mean, bottom line, A-Rod is one of the greatest players of all time. And
And
people
care.
Disagree
steroids
with me.
Steroids don't help you hit the ball. That's all I'm going to say. I know Steve said it like four
times.
You
have to have the skill.
You're right.
You have to
have
the skill.
I've argued that forever with Barry Bonds. But since Steve's called Ty Cobb racist, well, since a lot of people are racist, especially when it comes to baseball, that's why I think Barry Bonds also he gets the axe, too. That's why I think they came to hire him because he is a black guy.
He wasn't cooperative with the media and shit. Cooperative with the media. And, dude, I don't care if Barry Bonds spit in my goddamn fucking face. You'd have to fucking still vote for the guy for the Hall of Fame, goddammit. The guy is an amazing player. I mean,
right.
And that's just how I feel about it.
That's it, though. But what I'm saying is there's a difference. The way they treated Mark McGwire and the way they treated Barry Bonds is what I'm saying. And that's why Barry Bonds stopped talking to the media. Because they weren't doing that shit.
And as well as he should. And because bottom line, Barry Bonds doesn't owe the goddamn media a goddamn red cent out of his ass.
Thank you.
That's all I would say. Come on, hit the ball home runs, fools. That's all I would say. Come to the game. You guys get free tickets. Come to the games and watch me hit home runs, fool. That's all I would have said. Anyway, I know that sounds crazy, but Barry Bonds should definitely go because he still takes skill to hit a ball. Period. Yeah, you might get a little
greatest
lift
hitter of all time.
Right,
Barry Bonds
you don't
is the greatest hitter,
and
the most feared hitter
and
ever.
He the most walks too, right? He drew the most walks as well, right?
Yeah, that year he hit 73 home runs and broke Mark McGwire's record. He had the most walks in a single season in history, and I think he's got the most ever as a record as well. More than Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth and shit. Bottom line, he was the most feared hitter ever. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. And to me, it ain't a Hall of Fame without fucking Barry Bonds in that Hall of Fame, without Pete Rose in that Hall of Fame, without Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens. I mean, these guys, Sammy Sosa, they belong in the Hall of Fame. If you're going to keep Ty Cobb in there, if this is going to be some kind of thing about moral values, you can kiss my fucking ass because Ty Cobb was a fucking racist douchebag bitch who fucking spiked people, and everybody fucking knows it. I mean, some of the shit they couldn't even show all the shit in the fucking movie that they made about the guy. The guy was so horrible. I mean,
right.
Give me a break.
Yeah, that movie was toned down. I've heard that in like 10 different places on the internet, yeah. And a couple other people have told me that is way worse than that. And you know, like it was just bad. You know, and I don't want to dwell on that part about it. But my thing is, if everybody, what I'm getting at when I say there was for every 20 guys that was doing it that prospered, there's 100 guys who did it. So my thing is, if it's assuming everybody's doing it, how can you say that's still an even playing field? To me, it's still an even playing field.
Yep.
How can you single guys out?
You ride them, and they rode them. I mean, baseball is making more money now than it ever has in the history of the fucking game. And how did it get back to this point? Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. Home runs, steroid era. That's how the game came back after the strike in 1994. I mean, for Christ's sakes, don't people remember that shit? The strike in 1994. Expos were the best damn team in baseball that fucking year, and the whole shit went down because of a fucking labor strike. And baseball came back in '98 because the home run chase. They belong in the Hall of Fame. That's bottom line, and I'm glad we all agree on that. I mean, we're gonna have people that don't agree with us on that, but too bad. I mean, this isn't a freaking moral compass, you know, thing here. It's a sport. And what they did on the field should be recognized more than this, what they fucking put in their body. Put them in the hall. And before we get into scores here, I want to say one thing. Oh, I love it. I'm going to go on a little football rant here quick. I love it. Tom Brady, you bitch, you got fucking busted. I love it. And when fucking Aaron Rodgers shits on your face one of these days, I'm going to love it again. And you don't like Tom Brady, I'll beat your ass myself. I'm bigger than you, you fucking punk bitch. Bring it. Suck it. Let's do this. The scores in Major League Baseball right now. The Cardinals are up 4-3 over the Indians in the top of the eighth. Bottom of the seventh, we got the Blue Jays 6-2 over the Orioles. We got the Pirates up 3-2 over the Phillies. And we got Detroit Tigers 1-0. In the top of the seventh over the Minnesota Twins, which have been a surprising team this year, even though their pitching staff has just been atrocious. But they're still 18-14. We got bottom of the eighth, 3-2 Atlanta Braves over the Cincinnati Reds. We got the Yanks up 2-0 over the Tampa Bay Rays. And we got a pitching battle going on here in Chicago. Yeah, bottom of the third, it's the Mets and the Cubs 0-0. And right now the Cubs got two hits. The Mets got none. We got Syndergaard on the hill, and it's power versus power, baby. This is the rookie class coming here. Noah Syndergaard, who they call Thor, on the mound for the Mets tonight versus power. Chris Bryant, Soler, Addison Russell, the young Cubs. This is awesome to see these young players come out of that are coming up this year. Just amazing. I love this type of shit. We got the Royals losing to the Rangers 2-1 in the third. Brewers up 1-0 in the fourth over the Sox, which I'm surprised because Mike fires the soft tossers on the mound. Middle of the third, we got the Giants up 3-1 over the Astros. Later on tonight, we got the D-backs and the Nationals, Strasburg versus Ruby De La Rosa. And we got the Angels and the Rockies, Kendrick, C.J. Wilson going there. The Red Sox and Athletics, Masterson versus Drew Pomeranz. 8:10 p.m. Central Time, the Padres and the Mariners. We got Ian Kennedy and John Paxton. Mariners got young, awesome staff. I thought they'd be doing a lot better than what they are right now. And then we got the Marlins and the Dodgers at 8:10 p.m. Central Time. Dan Heron will be facing his team that traded him away to Miami versus Bolsinger. Sure. I'm used to seeing shit like Greinke and Kershaw. but Bolsinger. And bottom line, with the Marlins, you can tell. I heard that they're going to be they're talking with Rafael Soriano. Marlins, take a hint from the past, man. Kendrys Morales, when he was picked up midway through a season or partway through a season, he had a shit year. After he had a spring training, he looked good again. Soriano, you're going to pick him up now after he finished the season last year, you know, six-something ERA. I mean, he melted down last year, and he hasn't pitched in a game yet. Come on. Don't make this move. Just move Cizek out of the closing position for, like Dan Plesac said so nicely today on MLB Network, 7 to 10 days. Let him get, you know, have a few low-pressure situations, get the 1-2-3 outs again, and then put him back. Don't waste the time on going after Soriano. I would not do it. Boom. That's the firing squad for you tonight.
Hey, I got to add one more thing. The Brewers
What's
are
up?
No longer the worst team in baseball. They are ahead of four teams in the Major League Baseball, just so you guys know. The Brewers have
7-3 in the last 10 games, man.
No, just so you guys know. That's
yep,
why I
7-3 in the last 10 games. And
yeah,
I called for a teardown, and which who knows, it still may happen. I just don't want to see I don't want to see Gomi go, and I don't want to see Lucroy go or Segura. That if you ask me, though, that's your
look,
core of that
team. Look, I gotta get
team.
On the right now, because the way
yep,
Maldonado's been hitting the last seven games, I don't think. Look, they're missing LaCroix too much there, and then that other guy hit smacked a couple, and Herrera's coming around. So,
oh,
I mean,
Elian Herrera. See, the Brewers got the luxury of having a great backup catcher. I mean, Maldonado is great defensively. He's got a great arm, and he can hit. So, I mean, yeah,
right.
It's going to let Lucroy, you know, get around. But the Brewers straight up said that, you know, if they were going to trade, everyone's for sale except for Jonathan Lucroy. So that's the way it is. I mean, and I don't want to see Lucroy, Gomi, or Segura go because if you ask me, you got to be strong up the middle. And Gomez is one of the best in the game out in center field, and he's exciting to watch. Segura is an awesome player. I love watching him. And Lucroy is turning into one, I mean, before injury, is turning into one of the best catchers in the league, up there with Posey and Yadier Molina. So, I'm telling you, I've been pacing around like a crazy madman up here, and it's hot in this bitch.
All right. We're
going
to get to it, man. That was the Fire Squad, man. Steve, we appreciate you coming on. Give us your expert analysis. I do appreciate all the work you do, man. And pleasure to have you
as always
on the show. Man, good shit, Fire Squad right here. Live with Apex Talk Radio. Cheer.
Peace.
Ready? Aim. Fire!
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Hey yo, I step up on the scene. What up, though? Where the paper at? See it in your face. Might as well be wearing hater hats. ACZ in the building. Tell us what's feeling me. LI-750 passenger with my brother Freak. Know what's up with me. Talking and I live it too. Rep this R&M. Cause that's what real do. You know where it's at. Yeah, I got the straps, but I don't need that. I'll still a back smack. Cause I don't play with my pay. It's more about respect to me. If I gotta come get it, tell me taxation on the fee. Know I'm from the D. K-Matic from the Mo. Linked up and that's how I met my BMO. Now we in here making hits. Guy, I'm from Hitchville. 7 racks on the snitch. Yeah, that's a hit deal. Tell them how you really feel. D-Squad killing it. Big count down. Yeah, I know you feeling it.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Records, some real niggas made it. I'm on the block, rain, sleet, snow, hail. You'll see me making it rain when you see snow and hail. Why y'all faking shooting free throws?
We rapping, stacking, flexing on you lame niggas.
Beast mode.
Y'all thought I was rude without. Wait till Young Dollar Dale and Mr. Screws get out. Who ain't from the block, nigga? 5 mile representer. Who your best fitter? Bird wanna eat him up for dinner. Stop boosting like you BZ and respected in the trap. Go back to your hometown and get your chain snatched. You a B.I. Been treated like that since you was knee high. You live in the suburbs, you just know niggas in the C.I. Give it up cause he fly. He stunt hard in that G5. But he'll never be respected on the block because he lied. No, you don't know me, homie. See me in the street. I hope you like animals because I'm a beast. And I'm a monster. I'm a monster. And I'm a monster. I'm a monster. And you don't know me, homie. See me in the street. I hope
you are tuning in to Apex Talk Radio.
Girl, I see you over there. You don't have to be scared. Not the type of conversation. What's up tonight? I'm just saying. Just saying.
Let me break the ice. What's your name? What you sipping on? You sure look nice. The way your body move on the dance floor is just so right. I swear I've been spotting you the whole night. It's like you being under a spotlight. Nah, that's just your smile, which is so bright. But I hope I can change your perspective. Later on the night, I'll let you know my objective. Damn, this feels so good. Let's set the mood right.
Hey, bartender, bring over another Patron Ice.
I'm what you need in your life. And now you're gonna be thinking about me the whole night. Yeah.
Girl, I see you.
You know what? This is Apex Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? This is Matt Moore, and you're listening to Apex Talk Radio.
This is Apex Talk Radio.
Working till my head hurts. I don't know what y'all about. Flopping like Paul Pierce. Better call a timeout. Love running cash routes. Anyway, move them out. Suckers always talking cash with no bank account.
GMO
fund my own way. No petty cash.
Nope.
Got a couple M's. My foot on the gas.
Yeah.
I ain't greedy, but the grind is the grind, right?
Right, baby.
I'm getting mines. Gotta satisfy the appetite.
Yeah.
Making sure everything in my life is
everybody.
Tight.
Everybody.
Dead wrong, man, I'm still right.
Know it.
Y'all in the paint, I own the stadium, be quiet. Woo! Hustle hard mentality will incite riots. My mind right,
yeah.
So the money came after
know
that
it.
Strategically placed right there
H-L-P,
on the doormat. I'm at the spot, lab two, pushing to the limit.
What's up, guys? You're tuned into Apex Talk Radio. Have a good one.
My forefather consists of drug dealing type kingpins. Island born henchmen for the...
Price, you hit, man. What's up, y'all? It's Apex Talk Radio, and we're behind the scenes talking about some NBA news on Sports Talk Tuesday and watching this game here going on. You know, I'm just looking at the score. My man's watching the game. He's getting heated. Tyus Gibson just got ejected and probably going to get suspended if he actually extended the foot. I didn't saw the video, but my man told me that's what he did. He's probably going to get suspended for a thing. The rest they
game
want
six.
Which I doubt. He's probably going to get suspended, but if he kicked him, if he's just trying to, like, push off and get him off him, it's a different story.
Yeah,
the Bulls
only did do that.
9 points, 542 to go. Go ahead.
He did.
he did do that, but like they might, only reason I say they might not suspend him and he has a chance of not being suspended is because the fact that they do kind of cater to the fact that this is the NBA playoffs, like they don't want to have a nigga out for the most important, you know what I'm saying, the most important game. So I think they
did that to J.R. Smith basically though. They spent him
for
like
three games. What Taj did is completely different. I'm not gonna say it's pretty different. Taj, he kicked him, but it wasn't like, I don't know, it was stupid, but it wasn't like he like really made contact with him. Like it wasn't like, oh, he kicked the shit out of him. Like J.R. Smith,
did he mean to get him? Because I think the dude when J.R. Smith swung his elbow back. And dude was on his back, then he backed up, and he swung his elbow back and caught dude in the jaw. He caught him, but he didn't catch him where dude was whatever. Because you saw the thing. I ain't say he flopped. He got hit, but he didn't get hit like that to warrant a two- or three-game joint. My thing is, if you extend the elbow or arm or foot or leg back to sit, no matter if you make contact or not, you did the thing. If they're going to do it a certain way, they got to do it fairly and across the board. So, he can be out for the rest of the series unless they win. You never know, and that'll fuck him up even worse.
But that's my point. J.R. Smith, like I said, you got to watch it, but J.R. Smith, what he did and what Taj did, they're
completely different. Two different things. Okay. I believe you. I'm not telling you. I don't believe you. I'm just waiting for the damn preview to come on so I can see. I'm trying to look at the little preview here. And see, they won't show that shit here. Maybe I could just watch it on my phone.
J.R.
Let me see what it says.
JR went for like a knockout punch. You know what I'm saying? Like, Taj went.
It was an elbow he threw. He threw an elbow. I remember that play. I watched it a couple times and I saw dude get hit. I'm like, he could have caught him worse probably, but I think, you know, I don't know. I just didn't get that bad. I'll give you my honest opinion because, like I said, I have no horse in the race. Yeah, I'm looking at the play right now. I'm just going to look at it. I want to look at this real quick just because I'm going to do it right now live so y'all can get where we at with this, trying to, this stuff is fair here in the NBA. You know, fair is fair. Trying to make sure that the game right.
Baby.
Okay, now we got, what was it, 88-97? 5:34 to go. As the quarter shooting, they've tied up. They both scored 17 points in this quarter, but the difference now is that second quarter where the 29-20, so that's the lead right now. It's still from the second quarter. It's a big yo-yo ride. I've seen the Bulls score points in a hurry, so it's far from being over. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna watch this a little.
Yeah, I mean the series ain't over. I mean the game ain't over either. But like me, just knowing
how this is going. He kicked the shit out of him in the back. He kicked the shit out of him. He was laying down defenseless, and he kicked him in his butt while he's down, and he extended his foot. He might be suspended for the rest of the series.
But what I'm saying is, you have to watch.
Pushed him over too. He didn't do nothing dirty to him, and he wasn't facing him. He was facing to go for the rebound. So not only did Taj Gibson foul him by pushing him down.
But you can't tell me the dude's in it.
I saw at the top of the circle here. Now I saw at the top of the key here. He was going around and picked that Taj did, right? And what happens is he beat, and then the guy beats him to the spot under the basket, and then Taj pushes him down, and then kicks him. He's probably gonna get suspended for the rest of the series, dog. Yeah, that was bad. I'm sorry, Prince. I'm trying, but I can't. I watched like four times. You know, he kicked the shit out.
I think. I get that. I understand that, but at the same time, I think dude's in the wrong for that. I think dude, like, you can't sit there and tell me that he didn't intertwine his legs on purpose. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that.
No. What I'm saying, I saw it now. Listen, he didn't. Now the intertwining of the legs. Are you talking about when he fell on top of him?
No, when dude was on a
when they were out by the line, right?
Yeah, when he's on the ground.
Okay,
he was going
through the screen, and that's the thing. I'm talking about
when he's on the ground, when dude is on the ground, he's on his stomach. Yeah, he's defensive,
right.
But like, look what he does with his legs. You have to see every angle. Don't just look at one, and you have to see like the replay angle that they were showing.
I saw him grab his leg, but he got shoved to the ground from the back though. That's what I'm saying. I know why he grabbed. But I pushed in his back. That's what I'm trying to say. He pushed him down. I'd try to get at you too if I could. You know, if I could do something to him, he just pushed me in the back. You know, that's forbidden. You can't do that in a pickup game. You can't clear people
okay,
out.
You can't.
You know.
Well, it's whatever. I don't care because
they were battling though. I ain't gonna
lie,
like they were battling, and I'm not gonna deny you that. You're right. They were battling for it. And
I'm not
the
saying
thing
I'm not
was,
those, I don't. I'm not saying he doesn't get ejected or and again, even if he gets suspended. What I'm saying is like, dude. All I'm saying is, dude was in a wrong. Like you don't like. I don't give a fuck. Like they do the retaliation thing. And you obviously like somebody does something, you can't retaliate. Okay, so
right.
That's the third time. You know what I'm saying? Like the dude was in a wrong. You can't like you don't. You don't do that. I guarantee you don't do that to somebody on the court.
You don't. You are right, and I try to watch the whole play. And what happened from what I see how it got started was when he came through a pick. Taj Gibson saw the pick there. The little guy was I mean he got caught in the pick. Taj Gibson actually does raise his arm and bump him and like it almost draws his face back like that. First of all, that's what Taj did at first. And now they're going down. Now Todd is trying to go follow up the shot by – I forgot who this is. It's kind of blurry. He's trying to follow up the shot just in case, but then the little dude beats him to the spot. Then Todd pushes him down. So he's already pushed him, so not even the kicking. He's pushed him to the ground, so I don't blame the guy for trying to wrap his legs around him, which doesn't hurt nobody. Then he just got his legs untangled, and when he got his foot up enough high enough, he kicked at him. So, I mean, you're right. That little split second he gets pissed off, he kicks him. He shouldn't have done that. He should have just walked away or like, stepped over him. You know what I'm saying, or something. Like you said, you're right. He should have just did something totally different. And that, from what I'm seeing, the kick is definitely a kick. Like, there's no doubt about it, and he's not even, like, his belly's up or nothing. He's face down, whether he's trying to wrap his legs up from him after getting pushed in the back, is what I'm saying. And you're right.
Well,
there's fault on both
I'll
ends.
Say,
fault on both ends, but.
Last thing I'll say is, dude, he did what he was supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to do, which is get on someone else's skin on the other team and make them retaliate. And whether
right.
No matter what happened, it's all basketball. Everything that happened was basketball up until the wrapping up of the legs and the kick. The low of the leg thing, that, like, I understand, like, Todd Skidson put, like, they went through the screen, and if you watch how he beat him to the spot, it wasn't like he beat him to the spot, like, oh, I'm about to hustle. He was trying to push into him. Like it was some, like,
well, right.
Hey,
and
I don't like
to
that screen.
That.
That's what it was.
Well, I tried to watch that four times. He just beat him to the spot. I'm not saying he didn't stand. Now, the thing about it is he didn't stand outside of that circle, so they wouldn't have called a foul there. That's why they didn't call a foul there. But then Taj did push him down, so the dude was mad he got pushed down, so therefore he goes to wrap his legs up. So I get that part. And it happened so fast. Like, if you watch the slow motion, he's wrapped later, but it's happened so fast, like, he gets out of it, then he kicks. So that's the part that's kind of like, wow, you know, you don't do that. Like, you don't, like you said, you don't get off, you know, you do something else. Because he already got away with the foul, a push in the back on a shot that would have erased the shot. That would have erased that shot. You know what I'm saying? So it could have went the other way that whole time. It's just bad. Like you said, bad judgment, character call, or whatever you want to call it. It was just bad. It shouldn't went down that way. He should have kicked him. He shouldn't have did everything else, you know, be pissed off. I get it, you know what I'm saying? But take it out and get the W, you know what I'm saying? So, that's just a bad turn of events, man. I feel you, man. And you're into this, man. I can tell you're into it. I'm not trying to be devil's advocate. I'm just looking at it like, man, that's crazy.
No, okay, Steve, I said a lot of it, but dude, I understand what you're saying. And again, I posted Taj Gibson's a fucking idiot for that. My point is, excuse language. The point is, as a basketball player who played at some pretty high levels, I guarantee you, you do that shit. What the white dude did, the with the leg wrapping, I don't give a fuck about somebody pushing you. Like that happens. He the only reason he got pushed is because you have to look at what he does when he beats him to the spot. He sticks his ass out right in his
yes.
gut and Todd Gibson.
He does.
Who's a
he does. He does do that.
Pulls,
I hate that.
He doesn't extend his arms out to push him. He lands
well,
on top of him.
Well, he's trying
when
to
you
stop.
Get
he knows to get contact. He's trying to stop so he can get the contact. So that's what he. So he did what he wanted to do, like you said, and that is dirty because you can hit somebody in their upper thigh and bend their knee back. You know what I'm saying? I'm all familiar with.
I'm not saying it's dirty. I'm saying it's like it's just one of those things like you do like when you set a harder screen on somebody because you're it's like because you're pissed or you're mad about something or whatever. Like, you said a harder scream. Like, what he did was legal. I'm not saying anything about what he did with that part. I'm saying as a basketball player and as the basketball community, I guarantee you, if he does that shit a lot, like, has a reputation of doing that shit, he will not be respected in the league. I'm not saying he's going to get – those are going to be called fouls, but he won't – that's something you just don't do and you just don't do that. You don't do that. And, again, Taj Gibson is completely wrong. So I'm not letting him off the hook at all. I just think that dude was bullshit. And, of course, I'm pissed off. We're down. So I'm probably just saying – maybe I'm just saying that. Maybe I'll think about it the next day or something. And maybe I'm just saying that because we're losing. But you don't – you don't do that. Like, no one's going to respect you.
Oh,
that's what
right.
You do shit
I mean,
like that.
And it started
and
from –
it's not really
started
dirty.
From the pick. Right. Well, it started from the pick. So that whole turn of events was just bad. It started up out by the three-point line. You see Todd – what's up, baby?
Started from the pick. Now we're here. See, that's what happened. You're right.
yep, exactly. Started from the pick.
I'm just mad.
I'm looking at it with non-judgmental eyes. That's what I'm trying to say. Is I'm trying to look at it where I don't have to. I'm not heated about it. I just look at it for what the play is, and that play, like I said, for Taj Gibson, they're gonna look at it and say, well, you elbowed him out at you elbowed him off the screen that you already had him pick. Your man was already around. You already had the pick success. Why did you hit him there? And then you runs down. He stops to try to get in position for a rebound, sticks his ass out. Now, mind you, you run into him, and then you push him down, and then he wraps his legs around or he tries to wrap your legs so you can't make a rebound, and he kicks you. And then you kick him in the ass while he's down and can't do nothing, can't defend himself. So they're going to look at that all the way around and probably be like, yeah, dog, y'all better hope y'all win this game, which they still can win this game. I mean, the game ain't out of – it's not out of reach. It's too
– I'm just not out of reach to the spot, so I'm looking right – I ain't looking at it right now. But I will say – only thing I'm going to say what I said behind the scenes, which is I think is completely – it's the part that I can't accept. I can accept losing, but I can't accept how they're losing and the fact that, like, if you're going to play like this, you could have let the Bucks come play. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I right or wrong? Like,
We talked about that. You can't play with this team like play with the Bucks. You can't do that with this team. You can't do that with LeBron being on that side. You can't do that. Right. We talked about that.
And I'm going to say, too, no disrespect. I apologize to the Hawks. That series is whack. I'm going out here. They're going to use it. As far as the Hawks, I apologize to the Hawks and Wizards because that's a pretty good series too. And I apologize to the Memphis Grizzlies because they won't win another game in that series. But that's a great series, man. They're giving Golden State all they can handle. They really are. So I do want to apologize because we're taking a lot from them. Oh, and the Clippers. The Clippers doing exactly what I said they were going to do.
Yeah.
They're almost there.
Like I said, they got to win a championship for me to give them what you're giving them. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't even try to talk about what we talked about. I wouldn't even talk about subliminal. But you're right. You're absolutely right. The thing is, I think they're obviously going to beat the Rockets. I'm not going to say obviously because anything could happen. But they're going to beat the Rockets. And they're going to give Golden State a fight. I'm not going to say they're going to beat the Warriors, but they're going to give them a fight. And I think just giving them a fight, taking us at least game six, and making all the games competitive, I think that'll give them that little push for next year, too. Because that's what you got to do.
I do agree that they've shown some growing. They showed some growing up this playoff, especially in that Spurs series. Because I thought, here we go again. The Spurs are just going to wear them out and then win games where there's no way that those games should have been won by the Spurs on a couple of them. Because when the Clippers were playing great, they were playing great, but when they were playing where they needed that gritty win, they couldn't get that close win. So the Clippers have to almost kill you. You know what I'm saying? They have to almost blow you out. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do your thing, man. You know, I'm going to be doing my thing over here, counting down these dang baseball games. Basketball games or whatever else, man. It's just good playoffs. I just like good playoffs, man. I love good playoffs, series, games,
and
all
that
stuff.
I might watch the game.
You have to. I almost you might have to. We might wrap it up just so we can. I mean, well, this game almost over with. It's a 128. Still same score, 101 to 96. 128 left.
Yeah, I've been watching it for the last six games.
That's why I keep updating.
So I'm done.
I keep updating. We were going to get into the draft, but we'll have to say that for Thursday or something. We'll talk about draft stuff on Thursday for our teams because, I mean, the playoffs, it's just, like I said, certain situations, man, it's just crazy. I don't even know if you can give the Clippers the props just yet. Blake's been playing pretty good, but I just don't know, man. I don't know about it personally. I don't know yet. Like I said, I can't give them the props. Like I said, I can't give the Warriors the props either. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to sit back, really, to be honest with you, and watch these playoffs play off. And like I said, if one of those teams happen to come out and do their thing, I'm going to be, you know, excited for them. I'm going to be really excited for the eras about us. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, y'all, we're going to go to a real quick commercial break. If y'all want to call in and talk about any other playoff stuff that's going on, the series you think is supposed to be, give us a call, 646-716-8552, 646-716-8552. We'll be right back with this commercial right now. So, Apex Talk Radio Sports Talk Tuesday. Chill.
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Come follow me. See if y'all can relate. Lately I've been wanting to be distant, but you persistent, you never leave my side. You keep on pressing and pulling your meat to tease my pride. I'm getting tossed to and fro cause I know my anger's up. How getting on my knees is guaranteed to lift me up. I'm getting lower, don't that mean I'm in a pit sinking? When people look at me, it's like I know what they be thinking. Man, he a failure, a loser, he just wasting his life. Never amount to nothing and I take it all in stride. Demons laughing, people laughing, Lord, you saying nothing. But I know you there cause it's not in it's all for nothing.
This is your boy, The Prince, and you are listening to Apex Talk Radio, baby.
I got hella swag, wear that shit like tag, but I had to blaze the heat, so I call that black mag. Yeah, I'm a cool kid, ain't never been a lame, and I ain't do it for the bitchin', I ain't do it for the fancy. Me, I did it for the streets, but made it for the club. Real niggas give me that, fake niggas give me nothing. I'm that dude that you read about, cause when the girls see me, they want me in, so I'm never ever running out. You don't respect me, on.
This your boy D to the live right now on Sports Talk Tuesday. Let's go. The Prince, Big Mike, where you at? Chill.
Each and every day, I do it. That's the routine. 6 a.m. and we checking at the hotel. Hoping that my radio interview go well. It was a hell of a night, new day, got a propel. Clientele waiting, then I gotta make more sales. I'm hustling music, hustling hard, cause someone gotta do it. Making it happen with niggas I'm cool with. Number one, excellent score on the rubric. Hit you the question, we back on the line. Told me get ready, we back on the rise. Venue is called.
This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio.
Outcast of
Racine
County. Time to be a big boy, now keep it 3,000. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Should I retire from my music career? My dreams don't come true in here. Hey, I've been doing. Same old shit, just a different day with new songs. And as I drive by Washington Avenue, I'm thankful for a lifetime of things you didn't have to do. Showing my deep appreciation and my gratitude. Cause where you been, my guy? Had you been that dude? So now I'm in this Parkside practice room, thinking about where I'm gonna go after school. Cause I don't wanna sing classical, no, and I don't wanna teach pre-K. Belated congratulations, my graduation delayed. I create compatible music as humans we relate. Hey!
Welcome back to...
Ready? Aim! Fire!
going on, y'all? This is DMO Apex Talk Radio Sports Talk Tuesday. Sorry about the long break. But, yeah, we're going to get into this last little bit that we can have it. I don't know, man. I got people on the things. People don't look at the whole play because their heart is in it, you know, stuff like that. I get it. I understand. So we're going to shut it down here today. I'm talking about that last play with Taj Gibson. I don't know who's winning the Cavs-Bulls game right now, but we'll definitely take a look at it, and we'll definitely come back next week, and we'll talk about it, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, this will be the last couple times. You just got to get a – it's going to be the last couple times we're probably going to be on live here for the next couple, whatever. We're going to have some different format stuff where y'all can still find us if y'all like the podcast there. We're going to have an easier way to find the podcast for you guys once we get them out, and they're going to be on YouTube and everything else. So we'll definitely post them on Facebook and on the page. So if y'all enjoy the sports, if y'all want to be an analyst, you know, get people to talk to the show, y'all can do that. So we do appreciate everybody who supports Apex Talk Radio and Sports Talk Tuesday, but we're going to be out a little early unless you got some callers. Callers, y'all got a couple minutes to call in, 646-716-8552, 646-716-8552. And, you know, we're just going to sit there for a few more minutes. I'm going to play a couple of songs. Tomorrow, we ain't going to be on tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday. We should be back Thursday. Not Thursday either. I want to say Thursday. We're probably going to do it unless Big Mike's going to come back through. But Thursday, I got a wedding to go to. I know, wedding on Thursday. I don't want to talk about it. And then back on Friday again, so kind of like last week. So we're going to try to get that out of the system. So we appreciate everybody who supported Apex Talk Radio. We just got to get a different format, get y'all a different vehicle to come check it out, because y'all checking out the podcast, but y'all not checking out the live shows, which we understand, detrimental time, 7 to 9. So we're definitely going to try to work on that. And I continue to bring y'all the real uncut content that we have for y'all. So thanks to the Prince for coming on tonight, Steve Feather to come on tonight, Fireman Squad for sure. We're going to try to get a Fireman Squad. As soon as we get this thing going on, we're probably going to give y'all a lot of Fireman Squad extras to come on. So that's going to be really dope. And I can't wait to extend and go on to the next plateau with this. So y'all have a great day. It's Apex Talk Radio. See y'all on Friday. Peace. Cheers.